Lack evidence. I just feel like being a brat right now. These are the things that we actually should never put on radio.
All right, I'm for it. I'm here for it.
Well, this is just
Richard
ours. I mean, I'll send you the link. This is just me and you. But,
so, yeah, I sent...
How are you?
I'm good. I sent... I spent the weekend working on some stuff, and I sent two small manuscripts out this morning to Luis and to Edward with, you know, all props sent to you and you as a referral and just being appreciative.
I think Edward will like it. Plus, Edward's very good about getting his poet seen in around town.
Okay.
You know, across. He's good at booking them gigs.
Yeah, he's got
plus
a gorgeous website,
all,
too.
He's got all his poets put together, too, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, he really takes care of his people. But, yeah.
Well, I like the way he features all of his writers on the on his website. His website's really pretty. I think it's very professional.
You know, it's kind of funny. I'm not shy around you.
Well, that's good, right?
Well, I'm surprised those pictures didn't bug you. Some girls like, don't send me those.
It doesn't bother me. It's like, here's the thing. I'm very similar in that way. And, like, in terms of, like, how I share, how I emote and how I choose to be, like, intimate with people. And so I get it, and, you know, I get you, which is why I think it works. so I don't want to unpack it too much, but yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
Well, you
but,
know, I think you want to please me as much as I want to please you.
It's true. That's true. But I mean, it wouldn't be anyone else if it weren't you. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm coming back to LA for you. I just feel like, I don't know, I'm coming back for me and for you, and, you know, I want to be part of poetry again, and you're the person who gave me, you know, like a hand up into poetry, and it's just like, it's about friendship, it's about, like, reconciliation, and I want people to see us back together, working together again. I mean, I just think that that's really super important.
Well, I agree, too.
No. So when are we going to reschedule for, Raphael?
I'm thinking Friday, because it's my day off, too.
Okay, anytime on Friday is good for me, so that's fine.
My work has screwed my days off. I mean, it literally has.
What are your days off? Or do they vary?
Days off, but night. No, they're Monday, Tuesdays, and Fridays, and it's kind of like I need 5 at least to survive, and it's kind of like,
I see.
I won my eviction thing, but the thing is, now I got 3 months to move, and it's kind of like finding a place in Los Angeles is not easy.
Well, I'm aware. Well, don't
move
in with
your fucking easy. No.
Yeah.
That would just be weird.
No, I know, like... The thing is you're not the only person that I know that's at this exact same point with the landlord's court, where it's like, okay, you're on a payment plan now, you've got this money, you know, this many weeks to move out, but where the fuck are you supposed to find affordable housing in Los Angeles that's, like, available? So I'm sorry you're in that position, but I'm glad that you're not out on your ass.
Nope. Not yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. So how long, I know we were attracted to each other when we first met, but how long have you really, really cared about me?
From jump. Like, it was at some point when we were getting the first book together, I was like, oh, fuck, wow, this is a lot. This is a lot more than meets the eye. You had a lot of stuff going on at the time. I had a lot of stuff going on at the time.
I don't know, that first kiss girl wanted so much more.
I know.
And you just felt really
good. It was just a weird time. I mean, like...
I know. Darling, we were both kind of...
You know, Max was being born, and I had shit going on, and, like, it was just such a weird time for us to come together and to start collaborating.
Well, now we know we're both kind of in a better place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what's the first thing you want to do when you see me?
Oh my God. Well, it depends on if you're picking me up from the airport or not. If you pick me up from the airport, I'm going to tackle you. If you don't pick me up from the airport, I'm going to tackle you as soon as I see you.
I can't wait, man.
Yeah, right? It's going to be good. It's going to be real good. But, yeah, I can't fucking wait. And then I want to have a good meal with you. I want a good meal. I want a really fucking good meal, and then whatever you want to do after that.
I'm going to take off all your clothes.
There we go. Okay. That sounds good.
I want to kiss every part of your body. Every part.
Okay. I mean, like, yeah, I've got 3 days, so we'll have time. And also, I don't know, man. I just want to be there. I just want to be there and not really have to be on a schedule unless we wind up putting a show together or something like that. I just want to take it fucking easy and enjoy, because, like, every time I've been out there, I've been hyper-scheduled. Like, I had to be at this thing, and then pictures needed to be taken, and then I had to go see Susan or Elena or whomever, and or meet with SA. And all of that was wonderful, but it didn't give me any leeway. Like, I didn't even go to the beach. I didn't walk down the Santa Monica Pier. You know, I'm
you
so like
beach.
this trip I want to enjoy Los Angeles more. Well, I'm sad about Richard, but I definitely still want to do the interview. But I'm like worried about him.
Yeah, so am I. What are you wearing?
Can't say.
Tell me, please.
Can't say. Like, can't say.
Why is that? Uh-oh. Husband around?
Proximity.
That's all you got to say is proximity.
Yep.
Oh, but I can ask questions. Yep. You can just say yes or no.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Pants or shorts?
Neither.
Just undies?
Nope.
Totally naked?
Nope. Close.
Bra and panties.
One, not the other.
Just a bra.
And something else.
A towel?
No. Normally they have colleges or universities on them.
Oh, T-shirt.
Yes.
T-shirt.
Interview wear. Yes, interview wear. There you go. Yeah, because that's the good thing about radio, is that you don't have to give a fuck when you call into radio, you know? Yep. But, all right, I'm gonna cut this short, though, because I have to get off the phone. I would have been getting off the phone around this time anyway if we had been, like, actually on the thing.
Yep.
So, text me, message me, DM me. Let me know. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, darling, love you.
All right, love you, too.